A daily expression of that light. Right now, forever will be inside of me, standing as one. One.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF is a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, radio on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman and ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, now you want to help create it in the world. And you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey? Well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion. Because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We all know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. While spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There's also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show, send us your favorite music, and most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
timeless Quaker wisdom today, and also Art Thou in Darkness. And it's so awesome to know that the solution to darkness is to look for the light. It's always there. And we started that set with Melissa Etheridge, Precious Pain. We've all been there. And okay, yes, we have.
A few times.
And we've also held on to it. And we need to do that sometimes until we're ready to let it go. So that's what we're doing here every week on Inner Divinity, learning how to let the pain go and be open to that energy and that light. And if you're just joining us, you are listening to WAAF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati and live streaming at WAIF88.3.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, sharing with you the countless ways to live a happier and healthier life and really focus on empowering yourself to your highest self. Very happy to be here today, and I am Sage Woman. I am an ordained minister, shamanic priestess, and a spiritual life coach. And I am with the Reverend Louisa Dyer, the host of this show. How are you today?
I'm happy, 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 happy New Year.
It's the New Year.
Yeah, it is.
This is the first Wednesday I think I've been here this year, right?
Yeah, I said happy New Year for you.
Thank you. Well, it is awesome to be here, and I'm so excited because today we're going to be talking about me and Louisa.
We're not vain much.
Okay, no, we're going to be talking about being a free spirit. What it's about, I love that because I know I was born a free spirit. I've always kind of laughed about it because, you know, I've been called things like a Mustang, a rebel, the black sheep, and I just don't feel that those are great representations of being a free spirit because that's not what I am. So we're going to be talking about that today and kind of going into what we both feel, how to be a free spirit, what it means, how you live with that in your spirituality and your day-to-day life. Before we do that, we want to remind everyone that we are a listener-supported station, and we are especially thankful for those who support this show, Inner Divinity.
I also want to let you know about underwriting on WAAF. If you have a business that you would like to get your business information to our listeners, underwriting is a great way to do that, and it's incredibly affordable. You can underwrite any show that you would like, including this one. And if you want to talk to one of our underwriting experts, you can always call them at 513-749-1444 or 513-961-8900 and find out how you can get your business information to our listeners. It's very affordable. You can also get in touch with either Sage or myself, and we will be happy to tell you what that's about. You can do that through either my Facebook page or Sage's. She's at Sage Woman on Facebook. And there is a Facebook page for the radio show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. You can also email either one of us through our website. Mine is LouisaDyer.com. Sage's is SoulCraftings.com. And either one of us would be happy to tell you more about that.
And on that note, and here's a word from one of our underwriters. This is Mary Monroe, creator of Enter the Quiet Silent Retreats at Hope Springs Institute in Peebles, Ohio, online at hopespringsinstitute.org. I'm hosting our 16th annual Women's Retreat, February 14th through the 17th, and our retreat for women, October 3rd through 6th. For more information, you can call 513-470-2973 or visit our page at hopespringsinstitute.org/quiet.
Conformist.
So I did like that. But we have some things in front of us today to talk about. I want to ask you, Lisa, what part of the Free Spirit Club do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I just want to remind you that there is this incredible list that Paige posted on the Facebook page. It's from Shannon Kineba, which I'm not sure if that's a real name or not. But it is a whole list of things about how to be a free spirit. And, you know, we could read all of this, but really my idea of being a free spirit is basically you're going to take liberty.
Right.
That's always sort of been my definition, is that I don't get to depend on anybody else to tell me what to do. I always have to figure out what I want to do because I can never hold anybody else accountable, and I hold myself accountable. So, but when I look on this list, there's all these really cool things. But I'll tell you, the one that got me first was never stop learning. To me, that's really what it means to be a free spirit, really, because so many people sort of, you know, think by the time they're 25, well, I got this, know what I'm going to do. And they're kind of, and it's like, no, I am always, always, always studying and learning. And to me, without that, I don't feel alive. I don't feel free. I feel like I'm even stagnant. So never stop learning is the big, big one that jumped out at me first.
And you know, I like that one, too, because well, I know the older I get, the more I know that I don't know anything. And I seriously get up the next day and just my slate is clean and I am learning and I love it. I mean, you and I both do a lot of teaching in different respects, but I've always felt 1,000% in every aspect of teaching I've done that I'm also learning.
Okay. Well, you know, Jonathan Lewis, the Seagull, said, I mean, the whole thing was said best in that book, kind of back in the city.
Yeah, I love that
book.
You
teach best what you most need to learn. Illusions.
Illusions. Okay.
You teach best what you most need to learn. And so I always feel that way when I'm working with clients, is whatever I hear myself saying to them or whatever issues I hear them bringing up, it's like, whoops, we did that.
It's also, too, like when, you know, I have to plan what I'm going to, I never really plan what I'm going to say, but I look at a topic for the show, and then that whole week, that topic is in my face.
Absolutely.
Even during the show.
Yes.
Yeah, right? It's like, so I do think that's probably really helps to clarify free spirit, because it goes back to what I feel when being a free spirit to me means that I have taken the time to educate myself on a subject, not just haphazardly making this decision, but I have taken the information and I have deciphered what's important to me and kept what I desire let go. But I make them from an educated place. Even if it doesn't appear to anyone else, trust me. I mean, I don't drop a pen unless I got a reason to drop a pen.
No, I'm going to say what it is. People tease me about that. They're like, do you check everything? I'm like, yeah, pretty much. Because I want to find out, either through connecting with my inner self or using kinesiology or talking to nature. I want every decision, every action to be as much in alignment with everything that is good and holy and serving the highest good. And so, yeah, it's like if I'm in the grocery store, I sit there for a moment and get real clear about, okay, what's this about? What's really important? It's not like just making a list.
No, it's about that space of being. I was just talking with Judy Peace on the phone about being responsible and being a free spirit are the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But so many people think, oh, if you're a free spirit, you just run off and you leave your obligations. No, I'm a free spirit, but I got to make sure everything is tight.
I think in order to be a successful free spirit, you have to be more responsible.
I agree.
Because otherwise, everything's just going to be chaos.
Yeah, and that's not living in the moment. That's not living at your higher alignment. And being a free spirit, too, is just being aligned to lead to the Creator, to going and tapping into that higher self of knowledge. Right. So I know it's do I? Okay, about that. Live your passion. Absolutely. Live your passion. I die if I'm not living my passion. I go into dysfunction mode if I'm not being true to my passion.
Right.
I mean, I've gotten to a point now that I know in my soul and in my gut what is passion to me.
Right. What would you say to the people who they can't even relate to that? Like, what is passion? How do you find it? How do you love it? What does that even mean?
You know, and I totally understand that because I remember walking around, and I probably still do say, what is my new passion? You know?
She's an Aries. She has a new one weekly.
I completed that one. What I say to myself when I'm questioning that or to others, you know, it's, to me, it's about being able to get, when a time doesn't exist any longer, you know, when you're in a conscious place, not when you're not conscious, but when time just doesn't even matter and you're enveloped into something, and passion can be taking care of little children. Passion can be when you're cooking. Passion for me is cooking and when I'm writing, you know, and passion is sitting here when I'm doing the show with you because it's what I love. So I guess passion has to be what you lose all. I don't know how.
You're almost talking. It's like you're talking about focus.
There you go.
Yeah. When something means enough to you, is deep enough and broad enough that you can sort of be all the way into it, that there are no distractions. Mm-hmm. You're completely focused. And so you're right. Washing dishes, cooking, doing laundry, any of that, you can do from a passionate place.
Exactly.
But if somebody says, because I've heard people say it a lot, I don't know what my passion is. What do you say?
You know what? Then you got to take some time to figure it out. You need to sit down, get quiet, which nobody wants to do. I mean, I understand that being a free spirit in Aries, I don't want to be quiet. I don't want to go silent. It took me forever to meditate, but to me, that is where all of the great inspiration and knowledge and my direction comes from. But it's a practice. And I say to other people, hey, I didn't get there overnight. I didn't get there until I was ready to do the work. And the work to quieting my mind.
Yes.
And letting the chatter of all that stuff that isn't always necessary. Now, you do gotta take care of life, but there's enough time in 24 hours to give yourself 5 minutes to get quiet.
Right.
But when you get quiet, it's like anything else, you know? You gotta kind of start thinking about, what am I doing just to fill the time? Because I'm not concentrating on what I really desire. And sometimes with that passion comes the thought, well, gee, I can't, how can I do that? How can I live my passion when I don't feel like I have enough money for my passion, or I can barely keep a roof over my head? And I get that. I mean, I've lived my passion while I've been waiting tables. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it goes back to putting everything you got in what you do. And sometimes you have to support yourself to get to what your passion is.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think the way energy works in the universe as a whole, and specifically in the human psyche, is that it's, we always think that, you know, when I get everything out of here taken care of, then I'm going to feel some peace. And you know what? I'm sorry to tell you, that ain't the way it works. The way it works is you find the peace inside, and that creates the peace externally. And it's sort of, you're saying the same thing about passion, because that's the way energy works. If you go inside and you find what makes you up, what makes you feel alive, what you can disappear into that is helpful and beneficial to you, then that's what's going to create the space for it and the opening for it in your actual life, because that's the way our universe is made. That's how all the stars swing in the sky. It's how everything happens. It happens inside. That's where that saying, as above, so below, as within, so without, comes from. It all happens from the inside out. It all happens from God to us and us to God. But it's like it's an inside job.
Yes, it is. That's what our whole show's about, really, isn't it? It's all about going in, and that's what your day is. That's my day every single day.
Well, I think it's everybody's day, whether they know it or not.
Yeah, whether you're conscious or not, because it is about checking in with yourself. And really, everyone is in a sense of free spirit when they tap into that higher self.
That's a good point.
And they trust that wisdom that's coming through them. I love reading books, and I mean, I love going to workshops, and I love people coming to my workshops, but still, you have to be able to decipher through that and make those decisions that are for you.
Right.
You know, you take in knowledge, but you still have to know you came here with all the knowledge you ever needed inside. That's it.
That's why that book was a bestseller. Everything I learned and never learned in kindergarten. Read that book.
No,
that was like a bestseller, 15, 20 years ago.
Okay, I'm going to find that one. It sounds adorable.
It is.
Okay. This, I love this book. What everyone wants to do.
Well, you know, I just want to read a couple of them.
Yeah.
Because I think some of us get in this place. I know I'm very serious. I'm a good performance team. It's like we get so serious. It's like the idea of being a free spirit. It can feel like, I don't know how to do that. This is overwhelming. But, you know, it's not. It's really simple. That's what I love about this thing that I printed out, because there's like 40 things on it. First one, celebrate life. Well, you could celebrate any part of life. My phone is going off here. Cut your mic off. Hands on the phone. She's going to take care of the phone. And I'm just going to tell you a couple of ways to begin being a free spirit. Celebrate life. Celebrate any piece of your life. Anything that you like, you can celebrate. The next one is embrace authenticity. What's that mean? That means just love being yourself. That's all that means. Laugh out loud. That's another one. Sage and I do that a lot when we're together. I should ask Sage if she would call me once or twice a day just so I could be a little bit of a laugh.
We'll do that.
And dance for no reason. That's probably my next favoriteest one, is dance for no reason. I love to dance.
That's a good one.
Dance for no reason. That would tap into.
It is all about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm doing now every day?
Dancing.
1 hour. When my son and husband come in, I turn the dining room into my disco room. That's not always disco. I picked different. But I dance for an hour. I really do. Every day. That's what I'm doing now. That's one of my New Year things. I love it. And I don't even know. I'm not even doing it for any reason. But when I get in there, it's like all these things come from it. It's a time to quiet my mind. My body feels great. And it's just freeing.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Love that. What else here? There's simple ones. Listen. Just simply listen is being a free spirit. And breathing deeply and smiling. So you don't have to go as far out on the deep end, you know, like taking risks and things like that to be a free spirit. I think it's really about listening to yourself and owning the choices that are good for you. And it's being authentic that you don't feel like you have to go and do what everybody else is doing just because.
Right.
A sense of self-love and your own sense of strength to know that you are perfect as you are.
Right.
So, well, we are going to also here take a moment to the words from another one of our underwriters, so Lisa.
Yes, this support for inner divinity comes from Soul Crafting with Sage and Patty, and they are located in downtown historic Lebanon, Ohio. Soul Crafting offers workshops and classes to nourish the soul, plus individual intuitive and palm readings. Monthly activities include first Saturday soul crafting, third Friday wild women drumming circle, and last Sunday guided meditation and energy healing. For more information, you can visit their website, which is soulcraftgaze.com. Thank you for that, Sage and Patty.
We're going to take a minute here to listen to some music. We're going to listen to a song called Free Me by John. 101.3 FM in Cincinnati, live streaming at WAIF883.org. And again, thank you so much for being here with us today for Inner Divinity, where we focus on spirituality and personal growth, practical ways to have a more peaceful and happier life, and learning how to discover and honor and live from your deepest truth. And we're here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 Eastern Time, and today we are talking about being a free spirit.
Yay.
I love this show. I love this topic. Before we went to this, the music, I was looking at something on this list that said let go of perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about that? I like that.
I don't do it perfectly.
Are you a perfectionist?
Only with myself.
I think I might be, too, on some ways. You know?
Yeah, I'm definitely not a perfectionist in terms of constantly or that kind of stuff.
I pick the good stuff, too.
But with myself, yeah, I can be. But I'm really not. It's really not my. That's really not my problem. I can let go of perfect pretty easy. If everything was as easy as letting go of perfect, I'd have it made.
You know, I feel that way. Not in my younger days. I mean, you know, that I think that strive for being perfect is so. I didn't even know what perfect is, though. I mean, if you were to ask me what a perfect life would be, I'd just laugh because I don't know. For me, perfect means that I feel good about what I've done and how I've done it.
Right.
But understanding this concept of letting go of perfect, because, like, you cannot have all those expectations.
Right.
You're just disappointed.
Well, you know, I think I was really blessed because I was hippie. And the whole hippie thing.
Right.
And I lived in Appalachia, so the 60s hit Appalachia in the early 70s, right? So, and I understood as a teenager and a young adult that so much of that status quo was just nonsense. It's like the whole hippie thing for me was about discounting all the standards and all the, you know, you got to do this. I'm like, no, I don't.
And so it's no, I don't.
It just went with my personality because my personality was that way anyway. And no, nobody can tell me what to do, no. And for them, the whole hippie thing really was, you know, you let go of those ideas of beauty. You let go of those ideas of success. You let go of those ideas of, you know, the whole sort of American middle class wasp thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we blew all that away in the 60s and the 70s. That's what being a hippie was, is you did everything counterculture to where nonconformity sort of became the conformity. I had to actually rebel against that because that became strict. But what it did for me, and I think a lot of people, is that is it broke the whole idea that there even is a perfect.
Right. Well, I think that is something that I'm glad happened. I mean, I was sort of there in the 60s. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, a little young.
Not that much, but I do remember being inspired by a lot of it as a younger kid. So, being a free spirit means you get to play.
Yes.
Play. I love to play. I do. I play a lot now. And I do. I ride the quad. I just go out and do whatever I want to do. And I like to play.
You know, that's something I don't do nearly enough of. You need to come over and get me on a regular basis and say, let's go play.
You should come over and get on the back of the quad. I'll drive you around.
I would love
trail.
That.
We'll film it.
No, I'm not coming.
We won't do that. Okay. Just kidding. Play is really something that I think when I am playful and play, and it just makes me more centered. It makes me more. I'm stronger in when I'm working.
Right.
You know?
Well, see, I really admire that. I am so overly responsible for everything. It's like, when I'm going to play, you know what I do is I color. But I have to be, it's like I have to really, really, really work on giving myself permission to color because it is a other than just doing it. And that's play. That's sort of the definition of play. And it's hard for me, actually, to give myself permission to just play, unless it's some way I can, like, dancing is play, but that's exercise, so there's a productive thing. So it's like, that's how my mind works. But okay, if I really want to totally give up responsibility and just do something fun, that's what I do, is color. Go get some data, color outside the mind.
Coloring books?
I love coloring books. I have all these mandala coloring books.
Oh, yeah.
And I probably have 200, maybe 500 markers. I can go to, a bookstore, of course, but I can go to, like, an art store, and I can get lost in there for hours just looking at all the different kind of pens and paper, and I love that. And I'm not an artist, but I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for fun, I go buy colors.
And you color outside the lines. That's another characteristic of a free spirit. So
you're doing it. You're doing it. I think that it's funny because sometimes I think I'm pretty playful, and I have to sometimes think, oh, I need to be more serious sometimes, you know?
I do.
It's funny how we
do that balance.
And so I pull for that. And I can go either way pretty far, but that balance has been big for me.
Right.
And also just going with what I feel. And that's part of that being a free spirit.
Right.
And finally being in a position that the work I do is on my time.
Right.
Well, that's really helped a lot.
Oh, that's a big one.
You know? In both ways. So you still have to be responsible.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not clocking a time clock, or I don't have a boss, but I'm my boss. And I can be pretty tough boss, obviously, on myself.
Right.
So I learned how to balance pretty quick on that.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Be kind.
Very important. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, you can't be free unless everybody else is.
Right.
And so, if everybody else is and you are and people aren't kind, what's the point?
Exactly. I'm on that kindness kick. You know, on that random acts of kindness, that just simply that how you are kind to someone with nothing expected back, and it is a ripple effect. Because I know when I watch people doing something and I see it for someone else, it really strikes me. And I think that on this planet, that's how things work. When you see other people doing things,
right,
you kind of look at yourself. And that being kind in these days, it goes a long way.
Well, it does. And if you see someone doing something wonderful, it inspires you, because I think that's our natural state. I think that's who we are at the core of us, and we forget it because we're so busy, or we're so stressed, or we're so whatever. But if I see you really being kind to someone, it makes me remember, oh, yeah, that's my natural state. And I'm much more likely to then turn around and do that as well, because it inspires me to be better. It inspires me to be who I really am, instead of a stressed me that I got because I was thinking about 75 other things that weren't really
right
at my core, that were more related to fear rather than love.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think watching other people be kind inspires us to be kind.
And what I'm loving about this, because I do feel that sometimes when you say that you're a free spirit, that there are connotations, that means you're not responsible, or you just step out and not take care of your business. But I've never looked at it that way, because I agree with how you've been speaking into it, that to truly be free and be a free spirit, it is that connection to all that is, and it's having the gratitude, and it's having that unconditional love for self and for others, and allowing other people to be a free spirit. You just don't get to be one, right?
Right. Well, and I don't know about you, but I certainly admire, like, respect, enjoy being around people who are free spirits much better than, because otherwise I get bored.
I'm pretty much surrounded by free spirits, I would say, at this point. part of my life, I could look around and say who I engage with in play and business and just my life in general. It's kind of, I don't know, it's just sort of like moved in that direction where that circle is really filled with that mutual respect of free spirit. And again, going back to, you can be responsible and still be a free spirit. It's not the stereotype of just that, you know, wild bohemian hippie. I mean, that's fine too. I love that part. But you can be in a business state and still be a free spirit.
Absolutely.
I think that for me was like, when I thought about doing this as a topic, was to also kind of give that openness. Because I think a lot of times I've heard people say to me, well, Sage, you're such a free spirit. I could never do that. And I'm looking at them like, well, you do this, this, and that. And that's very much a free spirit.
Right.
It might not be the definition that people stereotype, but like these, this is such a great list. I think I might have to like put it up on my wall somewhere.
You know, it's funny when you were saying that, because I've had that same experience with people where they think that somebody else is living the free spirit life that they want, and they don't recognize that they already are. But really, if you think about what is a free spirit, to me, the way it's always really added up for me is I get to think and believe and also behave, but I think it starts with the thinking and believing exactly what I want. I do not have to think or believe, and I was lucky because my mother really, really promoted that, right? Because she was very much that way. And I have known since I was a little kid that it's okay to say, no, I do not believe that, or no, I will not do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay for me to think this, even though everybody else thinks that, and I'm the only one I know who's thinking this. And it feels like being out in the field, and I'll tell you something that I've noticed in the last 50 years of life, is that 30 years ago, the way I think and believe, so far in that field, I don't even think I was on the same field as everybody else. And now I'm closer to mainstream than I've ever been. It's kind of interesting, actually, because I don't really want to be part of mainstream.
Oh, I so understand that.
But it's like what I think and believe,
oh no,
and have for 40 years is coming to be accepted.
I agree.
Information.
I agree.
And so I'm saying that for all of you who think, oh, I'm so weird, I'm so strange, I think this, and nobody else does. Listen, if it works for you, hold on to it, because if it's really the truth, in 5, 10, 20, 30 years, everybody's going to be there with you.
And I'm so glad you brought that point up, because, you know, it takes courage to be a free spirit when everybody over here is doing and thinking and saying one thing, and you know in your instincts, in your higher self, that that doesn't work for you.
Right.
And instead of joining in, like unfortunately a lot of people do, they haven't built that strength in themselves yet. And I totally understand that.
Well, they haven't even thought of it.
Right. And I've always risked being on the outside.
Yep.
And I've always risked not being liked or being the weird one or not fitting in, for all those you know me out there. And I think it's great because I'm kind of surrounded by a lot of the same kind of people now, right? Because things are evolving. And I've always known since I was a little girl the same thing. But this does not work for me. I don't care if it's written in that book. I don't care if 100 people are up there moving to that. I don't feel it. But I never held judgment. I just knew for me that I would walk a different path. And if that meant that I walked it alone, and many times I did. You know,
you might not have been so harshly judged, and so therefore you didn't have to develop judgment as a defense.
Right.
Most of us get really, really judged for walking to our own drugs.
Yeah, I definitely felt the judgment. You know, I never judged other people, but I was always on that. I mean, you know, I've always looked at that as something that was said that I knew wasn't a negative. I knew walking to the beat of my own drum would get me where I am right now. And I'm happy. So
happy, happy, happy.
Happy. So I guess we're winding down here. I don't know where the hour goes, but
It goes to free spirits.
It goes to free spirits. But thank you so much, everyone, for listening today.
And I say one thing, please, on this list,
yes,
see the body everywhere. If you want to feel free, if you want to feel it, see the beauty everywhere, because that will set you free. See the beauty everywhere. Be the beauty everywhere. See the beauty everywhere. I like that. Exactly.
I will be back here next week, next Wednesday, 2 to 3. We'll be here, and hope you join us. And also, too, you can find us on Facebook, as we said earlier, and that is on Facebook. It is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And you can also, Louisa, tell them how they can find you.
On our website, I have a new website. There's so much information on it.
Nice, I love it.
Very educational about topics you may not have ever even heard of. But there's lots of free stuff on there, including a guided meditation if you want help with getting in touch with your own higher self. And it's just my name, LarissaDyer.com. You can email me through there. Through there, you can find me on Facebook. Love to connect. So that's how you can get a hold of me.
And you can find me on Facebook under Sage Woman, and you can also find me at soulcraftings.com. And, yeah, so I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. You know, it is all about being true to yourself and going within and trusting the knowledge that you have and the rest of you have it, and you're quiet, and just, you know, tapping into that source. And feeling comfortable in walking that path on this journey, because that's what makes life cool, is everyone being unique and walking to their own beat, but being able to kind of walk in that, in that energy together. Also, too, if you have a transformational story that you'd like to share with us, feel free to get in touch with us, and we will end the show today with God Is. Enjoy and have a lovely week. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
Well.